Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Well, you know what that means. It's time to catch up with Nate Williams, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. It's kind of like a game of Where's Waldo? It's Where's Nate? Which of the various facilities will you find him working today? Who knows? You're out and about all the time.
I tell you this, Brian. It's not 110 degrees, so you'll probably find me outside somewhere. Enjoying the not sweltering heat that we have right now.
So. Isn't that nice that, as bad as July was, boy, August is sure turning out to be so far so good.
Right, yeah, we had my son's 13th birthday party yesterday at Borough Beach. We rented the pool in the evening time after it closed in one of the rental slots. And, you know, after weeks of 100 degrees, it was 71 and raining last night. So I'd still take it. The kids loved it. They had a blast.
Oh, I bet.
A memory.
Already wet, right?
Yeah, why not? Enjoy the time and the space. So just another way to enjoy Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation.
You know, that brings up something. There are all types of facilities around, whether it be a pavilion or maybe even the pool, things of that nature that that folks can do to make, you know, special memories like a 13th birthday party, huh?
Yeah, and we have tons of rental spaces. They stay very busy. You know, at Patterson, SportsCom, the Wilderness Station, and of course the pavilions throughout the park system are rentable throughout the year. So we try to provide as many spaces as we can for people to, you know, create memories.
Well, let me ask you this about speaking of SportsCom and pools, the indoor pool, I think we're rocking and rolling again, aren't we?
Yeah. So we have that pool resurfaced, a much needed project to resurface the plaster in there. And it's open, and it's being utilized. It took a little longer than what we needed to. We had some issues, but we're resolved and ready to go. So we've had so many projects going on, Brian. It's unique in Murfreesboro, the support that we have to not just build new facilities, create new spaces, but to maintain and make sure we can do things like resurfacing a pool. You know, it means a lot to the park system and the facilities that we have the honor and the privilege to be able to operate for the residents of Murfreesboro and people visiting Murfreesboro.
Well, at least, you know, when I think about pool renovations, I think about SportsCom, but the outdoor pool a few years ago. So none of that shenanigans, at least.
A few years ago. That was 15 years ago.
Was it really?
15, Brian. 15 years ago, the outdoor pool was renovated to Borough Beach now.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm having fun. Yeah, I'm talking about when they did you were doing the renovations to the locker room and all that kind of thing. And
Okay. Yeah. No, I was talking about the when we went to the water park system. But, yeah. That was 3 years ago when we had all the issues that we had to resolve with the drainage system and the showers and all that at SportsCom.
Well, thankfully, none of that with this. I mean, there are always problems when you get into updating a facility, but at least it wasn't to that extent.
Right. That's yes. SportsCom was built in 1987. It's been a treasure, and went through a renovation back in 2014. The indoor side of it. So, yeah, it's always something going on. We've got a lot of projects happening right now. I think a lot of people ask me, you know, hey, we drive past Old Fort Park two or three times a day. What's with all that gravel out there? And people think, you know, or have asked if we're just putting a big parking lot, but that's not the case. We're excited. We're going to have another ball field that we're going to open up. Hopefully in November, it's going to be a synthetic turf ball field, and then everything is raised out there. So if you've been to that park anytime close to a rain event, you know how that water just sits and stands for sometimes days and weeks on end. So that whole area, the stormwater situation has been addressed, and we're excited to get that filled up and going.
So but I don't know that we'll ever have enough ballparks. I mean, you could build hundreds and not have enough.
You know?
Yeah. But this is going to help. I mean, it always helps. What do you envision seeing out there on any given day?
On any given day, we'll have some rental space for schools or for clubs to rent throughout the week. We'll also do a lot of internal programming. We'll do adult softball out there. And we'll have things like the kickball league that's operated out of there for years. So just a good space that we can operate, you know, even during and after rain events, because it'll be synthetic turf. We'll be able to keep more playability all the time.
Yeah. Boy, whenever you can have that, it certainly helps a lot. So what is the time frame expected for that, you think?
November 7th is the expected completion date. That all depends on weather. Right now it's, you know, working pretty good. It's been dry the past few weeks, and they're making good progress, so we're still on schedule. That might be delayed just a little bit, like any project. You know, another project we have right now is the Patterson Park Outdoor Improvements, Brian, and that's getting dangerously close, scheduled to be done early September. So the parking improvements are pretty much done. We've added almost 80 spots out there for additional parking. And then we're adding a splash pad and a new playground. So that's going to be very welcomed additions to Patterson.
Yeah. Now, you said, Sportscom 1987. Patterson Park, in its, I guess, current state, kind of walk us through a little bit of the history that you know about that.
Yeah. You know, Patterson was there for a long time, decades and decades, and served really as a staple for the community. And in 2002, opened up with a newly renovated facility, 110,000 square feet with a theater, indoor pool, track, wellness center, two gyms, dining room, three meeting rooms, and library. So it's another place that's just, you know, when people talk to me about it and they realize I'm associated with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, I meet new people, and people say they go to Patterson, they always call it a hidden gem. So it's a place where a lot of people use, and I think more people can discover.
Well, we were talking about a lot of projects going, and of course I drive by the daylighting of the town creek every day, and it's amazing how quick they're going to me. Yeah. I don't know.
It's amazing, and hearing some of the stories coming out of that is just fascinating, as some of the old relics they're finding down there, and just interesting stuff, because you're going down, really digging down into what would have been the 40s and 50s when that area was 6-7 foot lower than how it stands today. So
yeah,
they're finding, you know, bottles and marbles and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, that's going to be a fun project once we get that going and open up. It's really going to change the downtown corridor and how that looks and how it feels, be able to have some more green space. And then water flowing through. So we're really excited about that. I think Murfreesboro in general is really excited about that project.
You can kind of see it taking shape already, you know, just the twists and turns that are going to be in that.
And if you look at it where they've excavated, you can see the culvert where the town creek runs now. That you can see that square box, and that's where the water's running through now, and that's going to be removed. It's going to be an open water system. And if people are curious what that flow is going to be like, they can go over and you can see Town Creek right at the trailhead for the Greenway at Cannonsburg. So that's where it comes out.
Yeah. So is that a bit ahead of schedule, or, you know, maybe on schedule in terms of we haven't really gotten to the winter yet and all?
Yeah. I mean, right now it's just on schedule. I know they're working hard, and I think there's so much stuff you'll see, just like a project like this, you'll see a lot of work and think, wow, it's happening quick. And then there's so much stuff that more of the mundane stuff that just doesn't change the landscape, that's work happening you just don't see. So we're going to get into that and then eventually start to see it transform.
I noticed there was an electrical company that was there. So I'm sure that's part of maybe putting utilities underground. I think that's one of the things that's going to be nice to have that utility free in terms of being having the wires and such out.
Right, and relocating utilities and everything. So there's a lot of work that's happening.
So, I'm tired talking about all of the things that are going on, but we haven't mentioned the west side just yet. So what's going on out there at the new park?
Yeah, just a little park out there. we've started construction. This is one that's going to take a while. This is over 500 days. This is a large park, but we're excited to see the dirt moving. People can get out there and see, or drive past and see the mass grading that's happening, and all of the activation of our construction company that's working on it. And we'll keep people up to date as progress begins, and hopefully people will see that and start getting excited about opening.
Well, I'm sure that that is the case. So did we hit all of the construction projects a little bit, I think, maybe?
Well, the big ones. We always have something going on, tiny improvements, you know, happening here or there. But I think those are the ones that people really have been, you know, paid a lot of attention to most recently.
Yeah. With school starting back this week, which is hard to believe, that probably kind of takes us into a bit of a transitional time for Parks and Rec in terms of fall leagues and, you know, pool hours and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, everything changes. We encourage everybody to take a look at our website all the time at SmurfreesboroParks.com, or they can go check out any of our social media. It's not a time. Our team is just really dedicated throughout the year. We don't take a deep breath. We just move from one season to the next. So I've got a great group of people I get to work with every single day to provide awesome opportunities and things to happen. So always check out MurfreesboroParks.com, and you can see everything happening 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Well, I'm not sure who has the duty of keeping the website up to date and knowing what's going on, but that's a monumental task in itself.
It's a huge job. We got so much going on. We've grown exponentially over the past few years, and it's just, I tell you, I say it a lot, but to be able to work with the team that we have that are so dedicated to what we do and the craft of providing these spaces and these events and these things in time, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it's always good catching up with you. I know this is kind of a rapid fire of what's going on with Parks and Rec, but it's kind of fun to be able to do that with you every now and then here on Mondays once a month.
I love it. Hey, can I mention one more thing, Brian?
You sure can.
We have the town hall meeting. We'll have our city council at First Presbyterian this evening, 6 o'clock. It's a really informal setting. If anybody wants to come out, talk about downtown issues or things or updates, listen, ask questions. We've got a great council who loves to engage, great mayor who will take any question, and we'll cover a lot of topics. It's open to the public. So if anybody's interested in the downtown area, feel free to come out and we'll get some updates.
There are a lot of things going on downtown. The project that we talked about, one and others that the city is involved in private business and such. So, you know, we've seen in our lifetime here in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro specifically, we've seen a lot of things change. But this has what's being proposed and what's happening has the ability in the next, 5 years to really change what our city looks like.
Absolutely.
Forever,
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool it's stuff.
A fun time to be a part of it.
It is. All right, man. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. That is Nate Williams joining us with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation here on WGNS. And that's going to wrap us up here today. Thanks to Nate for joining. And if you missed part of the program, hey, the podcast will be up here lickety split. So don't miss it. Have a good day, everybody. See you back here next time.